The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-5 in conference play and 4-5 overall. Indiana hosts Michigan on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you want to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you. Again, Michigan's playing very, very well. Again, we're coming off a tough loss. Trying to have a great week. Be our last home game for the 15 season, and it's going to be a great challenge. They have a tremendous team. So trying to have a good week of practice, off to a good start, and looking forward to a great challenge on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, let's start with that senior class of yours that you were touching on there, kind of in the opening comments. You know, what has that group meant to your program, and you know, what are some thoughts of what might go through your mind watching some of those guys play their last game at home?
Well, with two remaining games, you know, it's not like you feel you're close to the end of the season. So just it'll be our last home contest. Our parent crowd here is awesome. So I know it's going to be a great day with our parents. They do an awesome job. As we do some things with our football family, not for senior day, but just week in and week out throughout the year. So I know it's going to be a special day for the families. As a football coach, you know, to me there's so much football to play, a great opportunity this week that we're kind of more into the preparation. I do have a lot of respect for our senior players. These men have sacrificed a great deal of time, a lot of effort. To me, they brought so much consistent enthusiasm and energy. Off-season, in-season preparation, lifting, practice. We're playing some better football. Hadn't got over the hump to win as much as we'd like. We're going to keep pushing for that. But it's a group I respect. But we're kind of just getting ready for the game because there's a lot of football to be played as we move through the season. And but we'll do some nice things for the families. We've got some great parents that will be here. We're going to try to recognize, I think, probably a little bit more for the families than these seniors. There's, like I say, we've got 25% of the season to play and possibilities of bowls out there. So there's a lot of football for this group to play for.
Our first question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press. Mark, your line is open.
Sorry. I guess you couldn't hear me. When you look at Nate Sudfeld, what are the areas where you've seen the most growth? Obviously, he's had to deal with the injuries and in and out of the lineup, but, I mean, are there areas that you've seen significant progress from a year ago?
Well, he's grown a lot. Again, a year ago with the injury forced him in the leadership role. We're pushing him hard, even to push his players himself to a higher level. We've played some solid football, but to play winning football, we need to keep pushing for that. So we're pushing Nate to expect more from himself and his teammates to keep, you know, he's played now for 4 years, but with splitting time, his first couple years in injury, he's basically played about half his career. So there's a lot of football in front of him, a lot of growth. Again, he's had a great week of practice today. He's going to get a great challenge from an awesome Michigan defense. It challenges every play, great pressure and playing great defense. But appreciate Nate a lot. But we're just looking to keep excited just to keep working with him and keep developing him. Because he's grown a lot, but to me, there's a lot of upside. Nate Sudfeld, that's the encouraging thing every day of work. I mean, he loves to compete. He enjoys the preparation standpoint. I think he knows he can continue to grow a lot, and he's a great kid to coach.
Have you seen him adjust to dealing with the pressure? You know, you talked about Michigan's defensive line. Is he better with handling pressure now than he was before?
Well, I don't know if anybody's good if you don't block them. So, I mean, sometimes that'll be, you know, the offensive line and backs. But again, Michigan's doing a good job. He's going to have to stand in there and throw some tight windows. He's going to have to stand there when the pockets collapse and people in his face, and he's going to have to take some hits. I mean, that's just a part of Big Ten football. And again, Michigan's going to do a great job of bringing not just pressure, but just the way their D line pursues. And I mean, their defensive front's extremely active. It's an impressive group. So whether it be blitzing or not. You know, he's going to have his hand, but it's not he. It's our football team. Our offensive football team is going to face a very strong challenge from a great defensive group. And same deal defensively. Our defense is going to get challenged by an offense that's playing very, very well. So we played some good football teams. Michigan's playing as good as any of those teams, and we look forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Greg Biggle with PennLife.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Very well.
Great. Thanks. I'm curious, you guys had your bye week a couple weeks back, and obviously that, you know, most programs use that for recruiting, but can you put in the words sort of what impact the bye week and the extra time does have on recruiting and sort of what you're able to do during that week that you're not able to do during a typical game week?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, you got so much recruiting staff trying to help you, but it really gets your coordinators and top position guys, a little bit more focused on guys they need to target how, and you know, and each coach can decide. Sometimes if you wait so late to go see kids, some of the kids are through playing because the playoffs have started and the regular season. So as much as anything, I think it can just lead into your decision-making of official visits, and you can get some meeting times that December period, where you're going, who are the guys, who to push. And in this age, so many teams have so many commitments. You're even already looking at next year, the juniors for next year. So I just think it gives you a chance to strategize. When you have a late bye, you got to be careful not to overpractice. So as a coach, it just frees up some of your minutes. You can get into your organizational and eval and direction for December and January recruiting.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.